period in history that involves monumental change has always begun with one person taking a stand.
When government is tyrannical, the people of God have a duty to not follow and not comply.
And I just need to know, who is willing to stand?
Can't be what you do. It has to be who you are.
All right, without further ado, Chris Ann Hull received her bachelor's degree in biochemistry from Blackburn College. Her Juris Doctor from the University of Florida. She served in the U.S. Army as a military intelligence cryptologic linguist. She was a prosecutor for the state of Florida for nearly a decade. Chris Ann also worked with a prominent national First Amendment law firm where she traveled the country defending Americans whose rights were violated by unlawful arrests and prosecutions. She has written 6 books on American history and the U.S. Constitution. Chris Ann is a regular consultant on numerous radio, podcasts, and television programs. Without further ado, Chris Ann Hull!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hull Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hull here, KRISANNEHALL.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. So glad to be back in studio with you here today. And back in studio means that in this time, JC's with us too. Yesterday, you guys got to watch me in the hotel room all by myself there in where we were in Snohomish, Washington, which was a really, really great program. It is online. If you missed the program in Snohomish, you can go to thehousemc.com, thehousemc.com, and you'll be able to watch the forum there that we had there. It was a panel type forum where we took questions from the audience.
It's still up on YouTube.
Is it? I don't think they put it on YouTube.
It was on YouTube.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm surprised that stayed up.
I asked Pastor where it was and he told me it's up on his website. So I don't know if that means they took it down from YouTube or not. Maybe you can, if you knew where it was on YouTube, maybe you can find it and help us see where that was. Was it on the church website? On the church, the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
So house maybe we ministry can, center.
House mm-hmm. ministry center. But anyway, it was a really, really good forum. It was me, JC, Pastor Arthur Pulowski, who is the pastor who was arrested in Canada. And then they had their mayor there. I was really surprised by the mayor of Snohomish. He was an incredibly constitution guy who came out in no uncertain terms and said, we're not shutting down our city and I'm not going to let anybody do that. In Washington state, mind you. So we have local governments, local businesses, the sheriff. He said, my police chief will not be shutting people down and enforcing these things. And so we have local governments and local industries that are ready to make a stand, and they're determined to make that stand. So it was incredibly encouraging to me, and very encouraging to the people around there. Man, we had, well, they said over 500 people that were there from Washington. The people of Washington State are very excited and very hungry for constitutional understanding and for, I would simply say, the foundational ammunition to stand for what they know is right. And so that's why it was. Dr. Cole, Dr. Cole was the last one on the panel. So there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us on that panel. And I really enjoyed Dr. Cole's presentation. I got a couple of real gems from him. So anyway, we'll love to have you guys with us here. All those places, Richard Kramer says our sheriff and police chief are not going to enforce either. And so I think that's where we're going to find, you know, liberty has always been best designed at the local level. And that's part of what we've got going on, right?
Think Rand Paul's watched your movie?
I don't know, man, but Bongino jumped on the bandwagon too today. Awesome. So, you know, I'm glad that people are catching up and starting to really embrace. I really wish I actually, you know, I doubt Dan Bongino actually reads any of the comments in his thing. And so, but I did anyway. I commented that we should change the way we speak and not call it civil disobedience. And explained, you know, the difference between civil disobedience and peaceful noncompliance. So if Mr. Bongino doesn't read that, maybe somebody in their, you know, comment forum will read it and we can start getting out that thing. Because, you know, you start off at the wrong starting point when you talk about civil disobedience. It's as if you're doing something wrong and the government should somehow answer to and accommodate for your wrongdoing. When civil disobedience is not what we're doing, we're engaging in peaceful noncompliance because the government is being disobedient to the Constitution, to their oath, and to the rights of the people. So I want us to try to correct that whenever we see it. So my charge to you out there is to correct the people in your circle when it comes down to saying things like civil disobedience and that sort of thing. Our next event coming up is actually, Our next event coming up is actually in McAllen, Texas this coming weekend. And it's a Liberty Summit in the Rio Grande Valley right there. Liberty Summit, August 13th and 14th, where we're going to do a special two-day event with the first day being a premiere of the noncompliant movie where JC and I will be there and we'll have an opportunity to speak to us during the movie. We're actually going to even have a special movie poster signing event at this premiere. So we have, believe it or not, we have non-compliant movie posters. I almost said toaster. Movie posters that we are going to be signing at that event. You can find that event by going to americasaved.us. Americasaved.us in McAllen, Texas. So hopefully you guys will join us there in McAllen.
Wouldn't disobedience also imply a legitimacy to what you're being told to do?
Absolutely.
Because when you say the child, you know, a child is being disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
The idea the parent is in the right and the parent tells them what to do and then the child doesn't do it.
Right.
But if you have an abusive parent, like the parent wants to punch you in the face, wants to beat the kid or, you know, put out cigarette butts on the kid's skin and the kid's like, I'm not going to do that. Do you call that a disobedient? Do you call that the child being disobedient?
Right.
Right? So why would we use the term disobedient about what we're doing as if there is some legitimacy that we're supposed to obey?
Right, exactly.
We are resisting lawless government. they are the ones that are disobedient, not us. Right. So we're not complying with disobedient government. We're resisting lawless government.
And that's why it's important, you know, because words have power and they really make a difference. And, you know, the narrative is always going to be about the people being disobedient, about the people committing, you know, an insurrection and treason and mutiny or whatever. But in reality, it's the government that's acting contrary to their oath and contrary to the rights of the people. And they're the ones that are being tyrants. So that's why it's important. It's very important.
See, there's another phrase, disobedience to Satan. I never disobey. I'm never disobedient to Satan. Right?
Right.
I resist him.
I resist.
I'm not disobedient to him because he is not my legitimate authority.
I don't comply with any of his trickery, and I'm obedient to God.
Correct.
Right? So disobedient or non-compliance with unlawful government is obedience to God. That's the way that should read.
Yeah, and obedience to the rule of law. Right. I'm obeying the Constitution, right?
How could you call
obeying the Constitution disobedience?
Well, I think it's just reflective of the
We should say we're resisting education. Government disobedience. I'm resisting government disobedience.
Yes.
I'm not complying with government disobedience.
But you
stop letting them apply the term disobedient to us.
Right.
And certainly don't apply it to yourself.
And here's the key, JC, because this, I believe, is the reflection, right, of the, what's the word I'm going to, the primary emphasis that we're trained to have, right? So our focus is on government, not on our rights. So we're trained to have focus everything on government rather than focus on our rights. If we were focused on our rights, then we would know we were not being disobedient. But because we have a primary, we're taught since 1833 with this federal supremacy and judicial supremacy.
Government is the authority.
Government is the authority. So that's where that is. And that's why you get that. Even, well, Rand Paul was more about noncompliance, but Bongino was all about civil disobedience. So I think that's, again, Rand was raised in a liberty environment, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can run around thinking that government is the ultimate authority when your dad is Ron Paul.
Well, I think Dan's focus was the noise of it. What he's trying to say is make some noise. Get out there and,
right,
you know, kick over a trash can. Like, make some noise.
Yeah, but that's the same thing that Rand said, but he used it as noncompliance rather than civil disobedience.
Absolutely.
And so that's why we need to change. And just that simple wording changes the focus of our brain.
Right.
Right? And that's what we need. We need a revolution of the mind.
Yep.
Because it doesn't matter what happens between now and the next 40 years. If what we have to do to retain our liberty over the next 40 years, if over the next 40 years, we don't change how we think about government, how we think about self-governance, what we think of the role of government, if that doesn't change, we will be back in this cycle again in 50 years.
Who is profiting from the movie? Are you talking about non-compliant gonk monarch? Who is profiting from the movie? Is that a question about non-compliant?
Yeah, let us know if you're asking about noncompliantmovie.com there.
So non-compliant, we have a non-profit, yes, okay. So we have a non-profit legal foundation, I guess you would call it, legal nonprofit, where we, Chrisanne uses that to try to provide free legal help as much as possible to people. And so Liberty First Legal is that entity, and it employed the help of
Verum Films
to make the movie non-compliant. So basically the person getting paid is Verum Films
right.
for their services to put it together.
Right.
And we've made it freely available. It's on noncompliantmovie.com, mm-hmm. and it is it's on Rumble, and there's no charge for any of that. So basically, the money made is the money to make the film.
And just That's so it. You know, Verum Films did the work up front at no cost.
Right.
And so the donations that we get through noncompliantmovie.com, and they are donations, they are tax deductible donations, go to compensate Verum Films for their time. Now, most filmmakers can charge $1,500 a minute just in the editing process of the film. And Verum didn't charge us any of that. On faith that when we are doing the fundraising that we would pay them for their time.
And now so people are really, donating because we're yeah. now we're working with Verum Films to do Noncompliant 2.
Yes.
The Sheriff.
The Sheriff.
So that is the next project.
I don't know if we've actually even announced and again, that on the show.
It's freely mm-hmm. available. It will be freely available. So yeah. we've charged... No one's had to pay to watch the movie mm-hmm. people that were on Liberty First University, our training site, got early access. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we try to direct people to continuing education mm-hmm. at libertyfirstuniversity.com
mm-hmm.
Because that's how we fund what we do. So
right.
we're able to, this is our job. This is what we do full time. What you see
right.
with the traveling, the teaching,
we have the nonprofit legal firm. So, in any given day, I'm running four companies.
Right.
So that's, all the donations, all the students at Liberty First University, you all help us. Provide services for other people and yep. do those sort of things. So it all
so we're all over
together.
The country teaching mm-hmm. Teaching people live, doing training sessions, training legislators, training sheriffs. And we work together with many grassroots activist groups to try to help them organize and mm-hmm. network and build a foundation to push their missions forward. And in the midst of all that traveling, we also teach at the River School of Government. We teach students on liberty and politics, Constitution, history, that kind of thing, 3 days a week. And while we travel, and then we also, during all of that, try to do this show for an hour. 5 days a week and several other
and
things.
Do laundry.
So that's what we do.
And clean basically the house.
All that's funded.
Cook food.
Right. And life. So pretty much that's funded by Liberty First University. So that's how we're able to continue doing what we're doing. So everybody who is a student at libertyfirstuniversity.com, you help keep this going. This is how we continue to be able to get the education out.
Yeah.
And this, people listen to the show. We put the show up after we do this on Anchor FM as a podcast. And people, you can support that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's another way to support.
I'll do it.
For like, I don't know, $5 a month. There are people that support like that. A handful of people support like that. So, yeah, this is basically how we do what we do. And now you know.
Yeah, and, that's everybody who donates with us, partners with us, you guys are absolutely amazing. And you encourage us to keep doing what we're doing. And you energize us. When we go and speak to people, like in Washington, we had over 500. That was yeah. that was exhilarating to see that many people, young and old. I mean, with young people there. So
it was fun.
Yeah. So look, here we have Christina said, we went to three classes in Southern Missouri last month and we're exhausted after those 2 days. God's wow. grace is on you. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yep.
So,
and we try to help, we put this out for other people I mean, you can take this stuff and spread it, teach it yourself. PNW 95, prime example. You know, grab it and go. Start teaching where you're at. There's no reason somebody can't grab. I mean, you get Chris Ann's book, Sovereign Duty, book. Grab that, man, and stand up and teach your own group. Just go after it.
Yeah, and I mean, after
our mission is to spread the message.
Yeah, we're not, and that's the kind of thing too. We're not the typical people that you see that are always out chasing fame in the limelight. I mean, we've been plugging the system for so long because we're mission focused and we want Colton to be free. I want to tell you, I'm excited. I mean, some people would be like, why is Rand Paul, why are everybody, Dan Bongino stepping up, acting like he invented this? We've been doing this for 11 years. You know, that's not who we are. I'm rejoicing in the fact that the message we've been teaching for 11 years is finally hitting, you know, a broader limelight. I don't care if you even ever know my name. It's the message that's important. Because JC, you could correct me if I'm lying, but we have been approached with big money over the years. We've been approached with big fame over the years. We've been approached with big names over the years. And we've turned them all down because with every single promise came a string. And we weren't going to be changing the message today of what we speak so we could keep a paycheck or something like that. What are you smiling about?
Ice made me hungry all of a sudden.
I know.
Now I'm craving steak.
I almost misspoke and said the word steak where it didn't even belong because I was like, what the heck, man? Don't be doing that. This is dinner times. I didn't tell you food is a luxury in our lifestyle. Sitting down trying to eat something. I don't even know what that means. I want to share with you Sonny's meme of the day. This is a Thomas Jefferson quote from 1784. The time to guard against corruption and tyranny is before they shall have gotten hold on us. It's better to keep the wolf out of the fold than to trust to drawing his teeth and talons after he shall have entered. You know, JC, that's exactly what I think about the Capitol Police coming to Tampa, Florida. That is the perfect quote to describe why I am opposed to the Capitol Police coming to Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
That's, by the way, just not... It's like
which makes you a radical.
Yeah.
Right.
It makes me a radical.
You must want to commit terrorism of some sort.
Right.
That's how they view that.
I didn't mean that, but that was actually a perfect segue to what I have up here at chrisannhall.com. We have a second letter that needs to be sent to DeSantis to stop the Capitol Police. And in this is a call to everyone in America. Everyone. Because we have to understand that if the Capitol Police move into Tampa, this is going to happen everywhere. This is actually the history that I explain on this particular article, Stop Capitol Police, Secure Rights of the People. And Stop Capitol Police, Secure State Sovereignty, Your Action is Needed, right there on chrisannhall.com. I explained the history of how Thomas Gage sent troops to seize hundreds of barrels of gunpowder from the people of Charlestown, Massachusetts. And when the governor of Massachusetts sent his troops to steal the powder of one town, it outraged every single colony and the people of the colonies all over. They all jumped into action in unity and began securing the rights in their own towns, but then they also began marching their way to Boston to take back the power from the governor. See, they understood that if one governor can take the arms from one town, then guess what? There are no towns secure from that kind of tyranny. So go to chrisannhall.com and click on the article that is called Stop Capitol Police, Secure the Rights of the People. And then it shows you right in there how, not just simply what to say, but we have this really, really cool program, guys. This is really awesome. All you have to do is click this link right here, contactreps.com, and it will take this letter right here, this one here, and dump it into your email, you know, your email, and then you hit send from your email. So nobody is harvesting your emails. They're not even, they don't even have access to your email address. Nobody's building a list from this. They actually take this information and put it into your email, not take your email and put it into this information. And it'll send the letter to Governor DeSantis and to 22 key Republicans in the Florida government. All with one stroke.
Yeah.
But if we don't let our voices be heard now, we're going to have to be standing in the streets to make it stop.
And you know, like so many other things, the people are so ignorant of constitutional truth.
Yeah.
That, you know, the idea of the D.C. police, the Capitol Police, who that's where their jurisdiction is.
Right.
Going into an entirely different state in some other city and setting up shop. I mean,
can you imagine the Tampa Police Department setting up shop in Washington, D.C.?
Well, imagine the Tampa Police Department saying, we're going to put up an office in Houston, Texas. Right. People would think, what? That sounds crazy. That's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. What's going on there? But this caricature of what D.C. is and what the federal government and all the caricature of that that's built in the people's mind, they don't even bat an eye. It's how so far off the mark we are, so unmoored from constitutional truth and history, that it doesn't even register with people how nuts this is. And of course, the inherent trust that has been sown into the hearts and minds of the American people, the trust that they have in the federal government on so many things is just mind-boggling how out of whack we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's the awakening is happening, though. It really, is. It's
absolutely
happening. You
absolutely
can't deny that. And this is the good news. It may take a little while, but it is happening. Nate, it is like the FBI setting up shops in all the states. We were totally against the fusion centers from begin with. So, you know, that's what we have. Also, I don't know if you guys remember us talking about the DOJ's legal memorandum on how federal law doesn't apply to the federal government, but on chrisannhall.com, right here, ready? chrisannhall.com. I have also put up just recently an article called, a memorandum of law called The Right to Refuse. The U.S. Department of Justice is attempting to perpetrate a legal fraud upon the people by issuing an opinion that the American people do not possess the right to refuse injections into their body. Their analysis is not based on any semblance of logic, reason, or proper legal analysis. In short, it's a complete farce. With the help of Liberty First Legal, we are publishing a legal memorandum that informs you of your right to refuse and the truly legal liabilities your employer assumes for mandating you take an injection into your body as a term of your employment. Note, everybody, ears open, do not ever sign a release of liability for your employer for any injection into your body they require as a condition of employment. Can I say that again, JC? You want to help me? Give me like some music or something. Do not sign a release of liability for your employer if to take the jab. Okay? Don't do it. So, you can download the memorandum of law. I made it really big. I made it blue. All you have to do is click right there. The memorandum will download and you can share it. I can also say, yes, I am giving you permission to share it. You don't have to email me and ask me if you have permission. You don't have to send us a text message, call us, or even chat right here. Anything that you find on the website is subject for you to share, and we encourage you to do so. But see, these are the kind of things that Liberty First Legal does for us. the legal research to make these legal memorandums. We have a no trespassing. We have a explanation of the right to trespass government agents, which is a work of Liberty First Legal doing all the research for us and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Now, there's a court case, JC, we need to keep our eyes on. You know what I mean? This is legal watch minute. We should have like little, I've always wanted to have like little segment lead-ins. Do-do-do-do, sure. Legal watch minute. So, a federal court has blocked a mandate forcing doctors to perform transgender surgeries. And so, what we have is Judge Reed O'Connor of the United States District Court for the Northern District of Texas, which it all falls division, granted a permanent injunction to the Christian plaintiffs to, quote, be exempt from the government's requirement to perform abortions and gender transition procedures. Now, this, you guarantee, JC, this will be pushed to the Supreme Court. If we push forcing a cake baker to bake a cake to the Supreme Court, you can be guaranteed, I guarantee, this is going to the Supreme Court. And we will find what they're made of. Because remember, the Supreme Court held that a cake baker can be forced to bake a cake contrary to their opinions, their religious convictions. And so I'm going to wonder, what would be the difference, JC, between a cake baker being forced to make a cake with a message contrary to their religious convictions and a doctor being forced to perform an abortion or a gender transition surgery? So this is going to be a pretty big deal for the Supreme Court. I guarantee it. Just something that we need to keep our eyes open on and see what's going on. Here's another court case in our legal minute here on the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal Teach Show, not a talk show. You know this guy, right? Hal Shurtleff?
Yeah.
His name is Harold Shurtleff, but we know him as Hal. Hal Shurtleff and Camp Constitution.
Yep.
JC and I have taught at Camp Constitution many, many years. And they are waging a legal battle to raise the Christian flag at Boston City Hall. And so what has happened now, Boston City Hall has been hanging like Black Lives Matter flag and that. And Hal, having been trained on these constitutional standards, maybe by a certain constitutional attorney that might be sitting next to JC, that if you hang a flag with one message, government, you must hang a flag with all messages. And so this is something that's going to be very, very interesting on what happens with this. The Boston says, we have a policy that says we cannot hang non-secular flags. Well, a policy that discriminates based on a message is per se unconstitutional. So we'll have to see. Boston officials said they have a policy based to refrain from flying non-secular flags on its pole in accordance with the First Amendment's First Amendment prohibition on government established religion.
And they fly some other flag, some other non-secular flag, I thought?
Which would be?
I may have misunderstood.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I know they flew the Black Flags Matter flag, or the Black Lives Matter flag, and other sort of flags as well. So this is going to be, this is our friends at Liberty Council, by the way. Matt Staver and his group have taken up this. Matt Staver, Liberty Council's chief counsel chairman, said there's a crucial difference between government endorsement of a religion and private speech, which government is bound to respect. Censoring religious viewpoints in a public forum where secular viewpoints are permitted is unconstitutional, and this must stop. So that's going to be two very interesting cases. We're going to see where the courts stand on these things. You know me, JC, I'm not a litigious person. I believe that we must engage in noncompliance now. But I also believe it's really important to go forward with these lawsuits so people will understand the condition of their courts. And they'll realize that our courts are not our ruling oligarchy and that they may not be working in our best interest.
They have a flag-raising ceremony annually for the flag of China. Lisa, who is that? Where is that? I missed the first.
Is that Boston?
Part of that comment.
Maybe she's talking, because she's answering your question about other non-secular flags.
Uh-huh. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, there
a
you have it.
Flag-raising ceremony for the flag of China.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people are so unhinged. Anything for them to demonstrate that they hate America,
yeah.
they hate any traditional viewpoints, just on purpose.
Right.
Boston flies the
yeah,
Chinese.
Yeah, that's the Boston City
has a ceremony
Hall.
To fly the flag of China.
Uh-huh.
What? You know, it's just crazy. And then they want to burn the American flag, kneel for the flag, and raise the China flag. This is what I don't get. And I'm not a flag guy. Like, I don't get wound up around the axle about the American flag. I could care less, to be honest with you.
Right.
But it's the hypocrisy of it
right.
that bothers me. The fact that you so hate the American flag and the country, and then you fly the Chinese flag. Like, really? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's open government. They have open government policies
mm-hmm.
of murdering certain of its citizens.
Right.
Right. Not to say our government doesn't do that, but it's not necessarily an open policy outside of abortion. But I mean, you know, and that's just tip of the iceberg. On and on and on. Like China's some great place. I mean, you think about all the human rights abuses that happen as a matter of policy in China. And you're going to hate the American flag and raise the Chinese flag. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's mind-boggling. It is absolutely astounding to think about the public education system, the media, all the things that have gone into creating brains like that.
Yeah.
Just the process that it takes to make someone that monumentally stupid.
Right.
That monumentally unthinking.
I want to answer
is astounding. I mean, it's you almost want to admire it in the
brilliance of its
magnitude of its brilliant evil.
Brilliant evil mega mind.
It's because they're so effective. Not that I admire the outcome or the evil of it, but just the machine that they've built, the machine that they've been able to build, to be able to make millions of people collectively mm-hmm. ignorant, share the same collective stupidity. Just the magnitude of building mm-hmm. something like that is shocking.
Right.
I mean, I don't even have the words for it. And then the other side of it is how that normal human beings, all things being equal, could be so susceptible
mm-hmm.
to such mind-numbingly stupid brainwashing.
Right.
Is almost hard to wrap your brain around. Somebody said the other day, you know, when thinking about some of the stuff that Antifa does and these radicals, because we don't think like they think. You don't have a hate mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't have that mindset. So many times we can't even conceive
mm-hmm.
or even think, get ahead of them because we can't think like them. We don't view the world like that. These people are so evil and so twisted in their thinking that the normal person cannot even begin to anticipate what they might, what these people might do. Like you think of stuff like the Clintons and that whole cartel and these globalists and the things that people do. It's hard when when things are revealed, when things come to light, these awful things that people point at as, oh, this is some crazy conspiracy mm-hmm. theory. Then when they come to light and you find out, yeah, people were actually doing this. Nope, everybody thought it was a conspiracy because normal people don't think this way. They right. can't even imagine that any of this could possibly be true. That's one of the reasons why it's so hard to disseminate truth and reach people with the truth, because the reality of what these people are doing is so shocking, is so evil, is so foreign to normal people mm-hmm. that it's hard to believe. But the fact of the matter is, many of these things are true. They right. are actually that evil. Some of these murderous, sociopathic things that you hear about are, in fact, true. Even though you can't imagine it, yes, there are people this evil. There are people this ignorant.
I don't understand, JC, how it's unimaginable given the evil people that we've had in history. You've got Stalin, you've got Mao, you've got all the scientists exactly. that worked yep. in the Nazi regime yep. doing the most horrific things. You have our own government yes. radiating baby's milk and poisoning people in towns doing experiments on them.
You are exactly right. I told somebody that one day. I said... I was talking to the guy and his wife thought my husband's crazy and I don't believe this stuff. And I said, bro, she doesn't believe what the government could possibly be doing because she is ignorant of what the government has already done.
Because they've already done.
People
right.
don't know their history.
Can I answer a question we have here in the chat room? Any decisions made in filing suits against a court? That's a really interesting question, and it sort of maybe makes people think, how do you sue a court? But I want to tell you, it happens all the time. It's called an appeal. And when you appeal a decision of the court, what you're functionally doing is suing that court for their opinion. And appeals overturn court decisions all the time. So there are certain checks and balances, internal ones, which are not the most ideal, but they actually happen. And you can sue a court. It's called an appeal. And so I thought that was a really good, really good question. We have so many stories to cover today, so much going on. And JC, I always try to narrow things down. Problem is, things are happening every day. I'm missing stories and missing things to talk about.
I want to mention one because I thought it was interesting. You said something as we were driving in Washington, and it's the Cuomo thing. So
yes.
Cuomo's resigning.
Yes, he's resigning.
And you know, you said something I thought was mind-blowing, where you suggested that it's really his resignation and their apparent indignation, the left's apparent indignation about all of this, you suggested is actually a smokescreen mm-hmm. to help them sidestep the more serious things mm-hmm. that could be pinned on Cuomo and many of the others. Mm-hmm. So they're almost letting him take the lesser charge mm-hmm. and quietly slip away. Now he's right. they're gonna make a show of fighting it and all this sort of stuff. But when you were explaining this, it seems so clear that I think you're absolutely right. And it's like he's taking the lesser charge to sidestep, because you're talking about a guy who I would say is literally a mass murderer mm-hmm. that directly caused the deaths of all of these senior citizens in right. New York. Mm-hmm. And so they're focusing all this sexual harassment and whatever, and it's going to end up being what amounts to the lesser charge
yeah.
that distracts from the more serious issues of not only him,
right.
but all the people around him that enabled what he did and all that they backed all of this stuff
that
happened.
Not only the enablers, but because he's never going to be brought to trial for the premeditated murder of these people in the nursing homes, the people who gave him that directive are never going to be have to be identified in court. I believe they were afraid that if Cuomo didn't sing, someone in his regime would sing, and then you would be exposing the people who actually gave the order to murder these people. Plus, you have to understand, it's not just Cuomo, right? You have this happening all across the country, in cities all across the country. And very few people actually know that the same thing that happened in New York happened in cities all across America. So he's already taken the light off of all the other places in America where this happened. Now, here's the thing, JC. He's been charged with sexual misconduct, with sexual harassment. So my first initial assessment was they're charging him with the sexual harassment to distract from the premeditated murder of these people. Well, his resignation will now distract from the charges. He's never going to be held accountable for any of those things.
Yeah, and this was ever. This is what happens with government officials.
Yeah.
The resignation is taken as a resolution like that. Okay, that's it. We took care of that. And so you can be guilty of some of the most heinous crimes. And if you're a politician, well, all you got to do is resign. And then it's okay. The rest of us, we get charged, we get tried, we go to prison. They just get to leave their job. I've said this before. You know, imagine, you know, a Walmart greeter shoots a customer coming in the door, and then instead of being prosecuted, the Walmart greeter says, "I'll just quit my job," and everybody goes, "Oh, okay," and then move along.
Right.
So this is another one of those instances. Yeah, Hillary, there's another good example. Thank you, Donna. The 30,000 emails, right? They aren't held accountable. They get to do these sort of substitute justice. I call it substitute justice because it's no justice at all. They get to substitute things like, well, we'll resign or we'll move from this desk to that desk. And then, okay, that's the end of it. That's punishment. We punish them by allowing them to go get a different job in the government. So
right. Complete,
utter accountability, utter lawlessness. And I think the same thing is going on with Cuomo. So he resigns as mayor. He's probably going to get some, you know, multi-million dollar lobbyist job. He'll go write books. He'll be some talking head on a network after, you know, 6-8 months will pass. He's going to be a talking head on some network. He's going to get put on some foundation or whatever. So that's how it works for these elitists.
Some corporate board or something. Yeah.
So this is
the same thing happened to Eric Holder. He'll go be a professor somewhere.
So total smokescreen to get him out of the way. And to move on from potential shoes dropping.
Yeah.
So I think I heard you saying that, man. And I'm like, I think you're dead on with that. So this is not. So to celebrate, right? We celebrate. People are celebrating that Cuomo resigned. You need to understand. I don't think this is nothing to celebrate. This is him escaping accountability.
Right.
This is how they do it.
Well, here's another hypocrisy that I thought would be nice to expose before we go today. I don't think we're going to get to all our stuff today, but I'll leave them up here on the computer. Maybe we'll get to them. We'll start off with them tomorrow. Okay, so the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has said that if the school districts require the students to wear masks, he's going to deny state funding from those schools. Here's the hypocrisy. These people in our school districts have told us over and over and over and over again that we can't live without funding. We can't live without federal funding. We can't operate if we don't do what the government tells us to do. They'll withhold our funding and we won't be able to teach. It's all an excuse to teach the agenda that they want to teach, right? So we come at them and say, don't teach CRT, don't teach Common Core, don't teach Race to the Top. And the response we always get was funding, 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 right? So now the school districts are being told, if you make the students wear masks, we're going to cut your funding.
Yeah, all of a sudden they don't need the funding.
Now all of a sudden they don't need the funding. Now all of a sudden, fine, we'll do without your funding, right? In Dallas, the Abbott has said the same thing. I'm going to cut your funding if you force these children to wear masks. The Dallas, the largest school district in Dallas, the superintendent said, no, we're going to make them wear masks. And we don't know how much the fine is, but look at what they said. We don't care. We'll pay it out of our own pockets. You've got the superintendent and the teachers coming together to pay the fine, or to pay the fine and to fund the school out of their own pockets in order to force the children to wear masks, but they turn around and cry and moan about not having enough funding and make the parents and the communities come together and fund them any other day. This is total. They expose themselves with their own hypocrisy. It's not about the funding, people. It's about the agenda. They don't care about the funding. It's about the agenda. And that's what they're teaching. And the last thing that I have for you today is a video that I found incredibly compelling and extremely offensive. So this is a parent speaking before his school board on critical race theory. I forgot. Let me make sure I clicked the share the sound button so you guys can hear this. This is an amazing testimony of truth by this parent.
My name is Ian Rice. I've got two children here at the Caledonia School District. It's very apparent here by all of the parents that have spoken that this board and the school district is failing. More importantly, I came here to talk about critical race theory. This theory was never meant to be brought into grade schools, high schools, at all. It's actually taught in the collegiate atmosphere, and more importantly, the legal portion of the collegiate atmosphere, to see different laws through the lens of race, from an ethics and an ethical standpoint, right? Not for grade schools and high schoolers. The problem with bringing it to high school and grade school level is that we don't have the educators to properly teach these kids. Instead, they're using it as their own agenda to indoctrinate the kids to hate each other. And whether you believe that to be true or not, the reality is that's what's happening. Critical race theory is teaching that white people are bad. That's not true. That would teach my daughter that her mother is evil.
I don't know if you caught that. The man is married to a white woman. And he is explaining that critical race theory teaches his daughter to hate her mother. Now listen to what comes up next, what an employee of this school has done. Now we know how JC is going to respond to this, but listen to this. This is what's happening. The audience literally gasps at what this man says. I'm going to back it up just a little bit more so you can catch it.
You already have an educator within your staff that has pulled my daughter aside and said, well, you're a minority, so you know better than to engage in certain things.
Wow.
When I was brought to the school's attention, nothing happened to the educator. Instead, my daughter was brought in, and she was ridiculed. So my question is now, with critical race theory being brought in, what is your criteria to educate the educators? And who are you to educate my children, or any of our children, in life issues? That's our job. Your job is to teach them math and science. Our job is to teach them about life. I believe racial issues and tensions across the U.S. are nowhere near what they used to be decades ago. Do we have a long way to go? Sure. Do we still have individuals out there that need to be taught? Absolutely. But I believe the people here don't look at me as a black man. They look at me as a man standing in front of you addressing the issue that we all are very passionate about.
Awesome.
Isn't that great?
On point.
I get choked up at the idea that that little girl was told that you know, as a minority, there are, you know what not to do, right? And meaning, don't marry a woman like your mom, or a person like, a man like your mom. Don't marry a white guy. And that when he brings it to the school's attention, the school humiliates his daughter and does nothing to the teacher who pulled her daughter, his daughter aside. So, yeah, I know that would have been handled a little bit differently than standing in front of the school board with a button-down shirt in the Hall family, but nonetheless, yeah, I just, I'm seriously, you guys it makes who watched, me, it yeah, makes me weep, guys. If you totally watch the makes show, me weep.
If you're new here, maybe you don't know my stance on this public education stuff, so you can go look at other shows. But, you know, kudos to him. But if you're this guy, and you know, you say everything he says, you know, so if you're a parent, that happened to your kid, and then you send the kid back to those same people, you know, think about that. Come on. So yeah, it would have been handled differently in the Hall household, because I'm not gonna, if you have a teacher that talks to your child like that, and then the board, you know, the board's reaction. Why would you send your child back for another day? Why would you ever send your child back there again? You know, is one side of that. Mm-hmm. But he's exactly right on about all the CRT stuff, and very well said.
I thought his points about CRT were very, very well said. All right, guys, just to recap. We are going to be in McAllen, Texas.
But let's be clear. That's child abuse.
Absolutely.
To be very clear, that's child abuse.
Child abuse.
So it doesn't make sense to voluntarily send your child back to someone who just abused your child.
I wish
that would sink into people's brains.
Right, right. Yeah, so just to recap, we will be in McAllen, Texas at the Liberty Summit August 13th through 14th, which is this coming weekend, actually. So register free for the event. Check that out. Woohoo! You can also get a VIP pass and join us for breakfast and a book signing. We will be doing a movie poster signing at the movie event on Friday night, and the website is americasaved.us. americasaved.us. And so if you go there and sign up and see us in McAllen, we would love to see you there. We're also wanted to remind you that we would ask you to go to chrisannhall.com and sign the and send the letter to DeSantis about the Capitol Police coming to Florida. All you literally have to do is click this button. Everything is done for you. There's no work, no cost to it whatsoever. And to also go to chrisannhall.com, you can get the memorandum of law regarding your right to refuse. All of these things we make available to you at no cost to you. No, you know what, JC? I had somebody accuse me of being funded by the Koch brothers again. It's been a long time since I've heard the Koch brothers, but JC, I want to know. I want to know, JC. Are you hiding Koch brothers checks from me?
I wish. I mean, I wouldn't be hiding them. I'd be cashing them.
I know, but you're not telling me about them because I don't have them.
I promise you, if the Koch, I don't think Koch brothers actually print money, right? So if they sent money,
yeah,
it would be the same money that I would get from anyone else.
Yeah.
So if they're going to send me a check, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to cash it. I'm gonna spend it.
Yeah.
I don't care who it's from. If Alexandria or whatever her name is, Ocasio Cortez, if AOC sent me a check, Do you know what I'd do with it? I would cash it and I'd spend it.
If By the
Mitt
way,
Romney sent me a check, I'd cash it and I'd spend it. If Donald Trump sent me a check, I'd cash it and I'd spend it. If Rand Paul sent me a check, I'd cash it and I'd spend it. If you're so spiritual that you would be upset at, oh, I can't, I'm not going to do that. Hey, whatever. I'm going to cash it.
Okay, but that's not even spiritual, JC, because the Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous.
Yeah, so I'll take it.
So I don't care. The wealth of the wicked is laid up to the righteous so that we can engage in righteous purposes. The question came, how much does it cost to go to the McAllen, Texas event? The McAllen, Texas event is no cost for the whole thing. If you sign up for the VIP ticket, I think there's a cost for that because there's breakfast involved.
Yeah.
But you go to americasaved.us and sign up, and there's no cost. You can register for free for the event and that sort of thing. But
any leftist globalist or even right globalist sends me a check, I'm going to cash it. And I'm going to use it to destroy their system.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Did somebody actually ask that question?
Yeah, they ask me that all the time. Not in our chat room here today. Not in our chat room. But we're about always
taking
accused
money from
of
the Koch brothers?
Yeah, taking money from the
I'll
Koch
take
brothers.
It. I guarantee yeah. I'll take it.
Or it's George Soros. I've been accused.
I'll take money from George Soros. Yeah. It's not going to change our message and it's not going to change our mission. If they want to donate money to help us destroy their world, hey. Pour it out.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it out.
Yeah. So whatever. I'm just saying. So we appreciate any help that you give us. Partner with us through LibertyFirstUniversity.com. Partner with us. Super chat us here in the chat room. Partner with us. Donate. If you donate at LibertyFirst.legal, your donation is tax deductible. So I don't know if anybody's sitting on an extra trillion over there. But we will definitely put it into good use. Hey, let me ask you guys a question. Everybody listening? Did you enjoy today's show? Did you learn from it? Did you find it empowering, educational, and inspiring for your day? That's my goal every show.
Yep.
We are a teach show. So.
And all these stinking globalists.
Share it, share it, share it. Like it, like it, like it. Let's get it out there. We need to have this show more popular than what AOC or Nancy or any of the establishment put out.
Because all these stinking globalists, they work for the same system, same team, whether they're Democrat, Republican, left, right, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They're all working for the same system, so.
All right, guys. Fred Koch was a libertarian, yeah. Or he pretended to be.
I don't know. I don't really care about those guys.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us today. I don't know how this works anymore, but I will see you tomorrow.